So one afternoon, a father and daughter are out walking in the woods. It's beautiful forest, beautiful day, trees all over, just soaking in and enjoying nature, right? Just going out for a nice little walk, just chit-chatting and walking by the trees, enjoying the view, looking at the different plants that are out here in the woods. And all of a sudden, the father stops. He points towards the ground and he looks at his daughter and he says, "Listen, child, go and pull this little sapling from the ground, will ya?" The little girl shrugs her shoulders and kneels down and easily pulls up this sprout from the soil and hands it to her dad. "Daddy, why'd you ask me to do that?" the little girl said. Instead of answering, the father just points to a different one. This one, though, slightly larger, a little bit more established. One that had grown to about knee high to the girl. And he says, "Now pull this one up." And with a bit of effort, the girl yanked up the tree and pulled it right out of the soil, roots and all. Then the dad says, "Now pull up that one," pointing to one that was a little bit larger still, more developed, more established, and stood about as tall as the girl herself. Little girl then looks at her dad and she goes, "Daddy, this one might take me a while. Can you help me, please?" "I'm helping you more than you know, my child," says the dad. "Now, please pull it from the ground." The little girl rolls up her sleeves and gets to work. She's looking around, seeing if there's anything that she can use to help her uproot this tree that's as tall as she is. And then she finally finds some sticks and branches that are lying nearby that she can use to pry up and loosen the roots for this tree. And so she gets to work, and eventually, after some time, with all of her might, every ounce of strength that she had left in her body, she finally pulls the tree from the ground and lets it fall to the ground in front of her father's feet. Now, at this point, this poor little child is sweating profusely. She's got dirt all over her clothes. She's wiped. And just as she was brushing the little bits of dirt and soil off of her shirt, she hears her father's voice again. "We're not finished yet, my love. Now, pull up this one," says the father, as he stops in front of a fully grown oak tree that stood so high the little girl could barely see the top of it. "I can't do that," says the little girl to her dad, with a mixture of just absolute disbelief and frustration on her face. And the father then looks at his daughter and gives her a calm smile, pat on the shoulder, and says, "My child, you have just demonstrated the powerful influence that habits can have over your life. Just like the trees in this forest, the older they get, the stronger the roots become, the harder they become to uproot. Sometimes they get so big, so strong, you might hesitate to even try." Now, habits can be hard to change, but that doesn't mean you can't change them. It simply means that some habits are tougher to change than others. And with the right strategies, the right principles, you can change the habits that are holding you back and transform them into habits that propel you forward and toward your greatest goals and your greatest ambitions. That's what we're going to be discussing. That's what we're going to be tackling in part 3 of Build Strong Habits, how to change and transform your habits. So let's start with the 4 laws of behavior change in lesson number 13, the first lesson of part 3, how to change habits. Now, these 4 laws of behavior change are just a simple set of principles, a simple set of rules that we can use to break weak habits and build strong habits. Here they are. 1, make it obvious. 2, make it attractive. 3, make it easy. And 4, make it satisfying. Let's break each of these down with some examples. Now, first, we've got make it obvious. Now, what that basically means is, you know, don't hide the books that you need to read or the fruits that you want to eat. Display them prominently to remind yourself to form better habits. So, for example, you establish a running habit by placing your running shoes at the foot of your bed. Number two, make it attractive. Read the books you like to read, and it'll encourage you to read more. Make establishing a running habit, for example, more attractive by getting a nice pair of running shoes and some new workout clothes, right? That makes things a little more fun, a little more attractive. Number three, make it easy. Right? If you want to eat more fruit, eat the fruits that are easy to eat. If your target habit is to go jogging for at least 45 minutes a day, well, you can make it easier to create this running habit if you start small by scaling this target habit down to a tiny habit, such as a jog for 5 minutes a day instead of 45 minutes, with the intention of building up from there. And then finally, number four, make it satisfying. If you're satisfied, you're going to want more. If you want to make your running habit more satisfying, for instance, you prepare a delicious, healthy meal that you enjoy having that you can have when you've finished your run, right? Boom. Make it obvious, make it attractive, make it easy, make it satisfying. That is how you apply the four laws of behavior change to the habits you want to build. But what about the habits you want to break? Well, simply reverse the laws to break bad habits. Make them invisible, unattractive, difficult, and unsatisfying. Let's go over each of those. Make it invisible. Right? If you want to establish healthy eating habits, hide the junk food or get rid of it. Make it unattractive. Junk food feels great while you're eating it, right? Tastes delicious, satisfies your immediate urges, sweet tooth, fat, salt, sugar, all that good stuff. It feels great while you're having it. But diabetes, over the long run, does not. So you want to think of the latter if you're working on breaking your junk food habit, because that makes it unattractive. Number three, make it difficult. Make it hard to find your junk food by asking a family member to hide it for you, for instance. And number four, make it unsatisfying, right? Find the nutrition label on your favorite junk food and look up the ingredients that you haven't heard of. Once you learn what they really are, what they really contain, and how much damage they're actually doing your body, it'll be less satisfying if you still decide to binge. So, to build better habits, make them obvious, attractive, easy, and satisfying. Reverse that to break bad habits. Make them invisible, unattractive, difficult, and unsatisfying. So, your actionable insight for this first lesson in part three, lesson number 13, is this. Whenever you want to build a positive habit, ask yourself, how can I make it obvious? How can I make it attractive? How can I make it easy? And how can I make it satisfying? And whenever you want to break a negative habit, ask yourself, how can I make it invisible? How can I make it unattractive? How can I make it difficult? And how can I make it unsatisfying.